Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are talking money today. And what we're going to do is something I think it's very important. You know, a lot of times people believe I've had them come to my seminars and they say things like, you know, I don't have that much money and all that kind of stuff. And they think if they don't have any money that they're doomed to never have any money. They can't get started. Or you're young and you're trying to, you know, get moving and going in the right direction. You're getting beat up by all the different things that, you know, maybe some bad decisions. And so today what I'm going to talk about is it's a new year. We're 1 month completed. No more procrastination. And I'm going to tell you how I got started. I started my financial plan with about $100 a month on a bank draft. And that was a long, long time ago. And I was able to get started and start feeling good about things. And so when I meet with people, one of the things we're going to do today is we're going to say, okay, what's done is done. And we're going to find out where we're at. And then we're going to put together today a four-part plan that will get you on track to get moving to automate your financial independence. And if you have as little as $300 a month that you can do something with, you need to call us and we will set up a time to do a phone call and we will get you on track to get started. And if you're out there right now and you've made some mistakes or you just want to have a second opinion to make sure that your financial advisor that you've been working with is doing the right thing for you, not just for him, and it's not just plain vanilla type thing. If you want to find out about a personalized plan, you should call us as well. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com or you can call 615-843-2999 and you can do this 30-minute phone call. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk about a four-part plan. We're going to get started when it comes to money. We will take a look at where you're at. So the first step always is to do an analysis and say, okay, where am I at right now? Well, I had, you know, somebody call me yesterday and they're like, man, says I got four kids and, you know, I got some student loans and I got some credit card. I got all this kind of stuff. Okay, that's where you're at. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to find a way to get you going in a direction to get you out of bad debt, which is any debt you can't afford. Number one, it's got you stressed out. Number two, tied to something that goes down in value. All right, that could be anything from a credit card to an expensive car payment, something like that. And then we're going to do that. We're going to get you an emergency fund set up, get a plan to get out of debt. Maybe that's where you're at. I don't care where you're at. What you have to do, the first step is let's take a look at where we're at. Or maybe you've moved along and you've accumulated some money and you're trying to make sure going into the new year that, you know, that you've got your money in the right places, asset allocated right, taking advantage of all the benefits that you can that the IRS affords us by taking advantage of taxes, different type of tax plans. You want to make sure you're bulletproof. We're going to do that. So let's start out with a strategy. All right. So what is the beginning strategy? The beginning strategy, I've always said this, live or die financial independence. How about that? Live or die financial independence. If I have children left behind, I have a spouse, whatever it may be, obligations, live or die financial independence. I want to have a plan that live or die, I will be okay. You know, my family will be okay should something happen to me. Or if, you know, if I have some kind of problem to where, you know, I can't work anymore, live or die, disabled, whatever it may be, I want to make sure that I'm on track. So how do we do that? All right, so we start with our defense. Our defense is protection. Everything's about protection. We're going to figure out a way to make sure that if anything happens, everything's covered. All right. So we don't go deep in debt. We don't have to cash in our 401k. We don't do any of that kind of stuff. So we start with a strategy. One of the strategies that you get started with is income protection. What is income protection? You buy term life insurance. What is that? Term life insurance provides you low cost, high value coverage to protect your income, debts, family needs, pay off your mortgage, prepare, put money aside for retirement that's, you know, in the event something happens to you, for the people left behind, college plans, all that kind of stuff. Good news about term insurance, you can get it for low cost. You know, I was looking, and for $1 million worth of coverage, somebody that's 30, 35 years old can probably get it for $100 a month. All right. So that way, if anything happens to you, you know, your family's got $1 million coming, and that's going to help raise the kids and things like that. So we buy term insurance with the intention that it's temporary. About 70% of your life insurance coverage should be term. And what that means is that if you need $1 million of coverage, you might go and have $700,000 of it as low-cost term insurance for a period of time. You can buy term. I've seen them 40 years. I don't go that far. Mostly, you know, 15 to 30-year term is what you want to buy. What that means is the premiums are the same for 15 to 30 years. Obviously, if you lock it in for 30, it's going to be more expensive to begin with and less expensive after 15 years compared to the 15-year term. So we're going to do that. We can then go with a indexed, what I think is a great product, is indexed. It's called Index Universal Life, and that provides permanent coverage. It stays with you. It will be permanent coverage for the rest of your life that you can keep in force. Most of them actually allow you to have the coverage in force all the way up to age 120 if you happen to do that. Only person I know that's got a chance of that's my mother, who's 101, so 120. But the bottom line is that it also has a cash buildup that you can pull out tax-free for different things, and it doesn't have a lot of the limitations that, say, a traditional retirement plan is. So we're going to start out with that. We're going to get started, and then we're going to go from there to starting to accumulate wealth. So if you stick with me today, you will have a plan in place. Visit RoyMountlikeJr.com and schedule a free phone call. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right. If you're just tuning in, today is no more procrastination. It's a new year. We're 1 month into it, and this is a four-part plan to automate your financial independence we're going to be talking about, and that includes taking care of your defensive positions, offensive positions, protect your family, create a plan for long-term success, and with the idea that we're going to do live or die financial independence, you know, and we're going to make sure that we do that. One of the things we started out with, we said buy term life insurance, and you know, today it's just easy to get. We have a product now that you can get up to $2 million of term insurance, and it's issued in about 12 or 13 minutes, which is crazy. Used to, you'd have to get blood work and all that kind of stuff. So you can visit RoyMountlikeJr.com. If that's been something that's bothering you, you could add critical illness to that, chronic illness. So that's kind of like a semi-disability income policy, where you, if anything were to happen to where you're unable to work, or there's about 18 different things that go along with that that allow you to get some of that benefit up front. So if you had a big term policy and you had critical illness tied to it, you could get that. Then I brought up at the end of the first break, Index Universal Life. That's a tax-free insurance policy that builds up tax-free retirement savings that you can keep as a permanent product. It's tied to the market with no downside on the market, but you get some upside. It's a conservative way. Big benefit to that is it builds tax-free cash that you can withdraw. You're not tied to 59.5 or anything like that. So I always tell people that's another place to save for retirement. So we get our kind of our foundation of permanent and term insurance. You may have 70-75% of your death benefit would be in the term side, 20-25% would be in the permanent side, and that gets you taken care of there. So now we've got that knocked out, and you just, what do? We put it on a monthly basis, and we come up with an amount, usually about 25% of your money will go to defensive 25 or 30%, something like that. Maybe a little bit more depending on your age. All right, then we go from there and we start retirement savings. So how do we do that? Well, first off, do you have something through your work? Do they match? So that would be my first question. If you have something through your work, we definitely want to get that free money because, I mean, if you put in 6%, in many cases you're going to get a 3% match. That's 50% return on your investment. And I would tell you probably to deduct it and get another 1% off on your income taxes because then that allows you to free up employer money. I call it buy one, get one free, and you can throw that employer money into a Roth IRA. How about that? And now you got more tax-free income. So now you got tax-free income from your insurance policy. You got tax-free income from Roth. And then you've got a tax deduction on your 401k with a match. Hey, we're moving along. Sounds pretty good. All right. So now we're starting to build a financial plan. So we got retirement savings, and then we're going to start automating that. Now, what's the key to automation? I said earlier, if you're just tuning in, you know, for $300 a month, somebody young literally could get started and have, you know, term, permanent insurance, a Roth IRA. You know, if you have a 401k, you could get that and get some matching funds. Just get your money started. The most important thing is get started. When's the best time to start saving money? 10 years ago would have been the best time, but we don't want to wait 10 more years. And so if you are out there right now and you're just like floundering around or you're sitting there wondering if you're doing the right thing, call our office. We will schedule a 30-minute free call, no risk, easy to do, 615-843-2999. We'll find out where you're at. Always just take a look. Let's see where you're at, and then we'll make a plan pack, take what you've done so far and try to optimize it. I always like to optimize things, you know, and just to make better with what we're doing. So if we've got money sitting maybe in a retirement plan that you forgot about. And I had a client yesterday, day before yesterday, talked to him on the phone, and they inherited some money. And then I find out this money was inherited in 2008, and it's been sitting at an insurance company. And it's like, what is it? I don't know. Da, da, da. Well, you know, I'm like, we got to get that money working for you. But I have had stories of 401ks. That people change jobs. Had another instance where someone called, and another example, worked for a college, University of Michigan, matter of fact, left that money sitting there in a fixed account for like 20 years. And my calculator was it cost $100,000 for letting it sit there. So if you have a 401k sitting out there that hadn't been looked at, you need to be thinking about that. You pull all this stuff together, and what we do is we pull together. If you're going to build a financial plan, it's no different than anything else. If you're going to build a house, what do? The first thing you got to do is get your money right. You got to get your ingredients. Oh, you got to get your materials, all that. In the financial world, what you have to do is you got to say, okay, where's my income streams coming from, number one. And so I'm making money. I got a paycheck every week. Am I going to make a profit at the end of the year on my paycheck? Or am I just going to waste my time all year, work all year, and end up being worse off and than I was when I started? Had a buddy of mine tell me, he says, yeah, you know, some people, because they don't put a plan together, he said, those guys underneath the bridge, they're like, you know what, I don't work and I don't have anything, all right, but these people are working, and heck, they're worse off than they were when they started. So it's January 2025, you don't want to be worse off January 2026, all right? And the way you do it is you plan for it. And so What we do is we just look. I look at stuff and I say, all right, where are you at? Well, you got some credit card debt, car payments. You got, you know, some money saved and your money's not working for you maybe as best as it could. You're not fully funding your retirement plans to at least get your match. Maybe you've got the cash flow to, and you're over 50 and you're putting the full 30, you could put the full 30,000 in, but you're not doing it. So therefore you're losing out on that. So what we do, we look and let's get the big tax deduction. Maybe we need to do a backdoor Roth IRA. Now, what is a backdoor Roth IRA? This is for someone that is a high income earner. You got a retirement plan through work, and but you still have extra income left over and you make too much to qualify for a Roth IRA. So what we do is we do a backdoor Roth IRA. How does that work? We set up what is called a non-deductible IRA. All right, non-deductible. So you can still do it. You can't take a deduction on it, and it's not a Roth. And then as soon as we put it in there, that non-deductible IRA, we can then convert it to a Roth IRA called a backdoor Roth. Now you got tax-free money in a Roth IRA that you didn't know you could qualify for. So there's all these kind of things like that. So then we start with the minimum 6% match at work if you have that. And then you get matched 3%. Then what we do is we go in and we look at where's it being invested. You know, one idea is a thing called dollar cost averaging. What dollar cost averaging means is this. You put money in monthly, and volatility is your friend. So if the market's going down, you're automatically buying more shares at a lower price. If the market's going up, you're automatically buying less shares at a higher price. With the idea that you are a dollar cost averaging in, two things happen. Number one, you don't end up just buying everything at the top or buying everything at the bottom. So you dollar cost average in is what you're doing. And so with all that being said, what we end up doing is we get a plan. I like to be more aggressive on the monthlies and then reallocate everything when it comes to the big chunk of money. So let's say that you've got $300,000 sitting, and we want to make sure that that's properly allocated in that 401k. But then at the same time, I would love to see the market go down on my contributions. And so let's get the most for the, you know, most volatility in the contributions. And you can change that. And what we do is we work with people and we work to get their allocations right on their 401k. So what we're doing now, we've started out, we've got insurance. Now we're going into retirement plans. We're going to continue on. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We will be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're on segment three, and we're talking about getting an automated financial plan in place, and I would encourage you to, you know, reach out to our office. If you do not have a plan in place, we can get you started for very little money on a monthly basis to where you got something happening where you can say, hey, I made progress getting it going. If you've been around and you are listening right now and you haven't spoke with one of our advisors, we will offer a 30-minute phone call. And that phone call, we can, you know, give you a second opinion as to whether your current advisor is doing what they ought to be doing, and that you get a personalized plan. And hey, worst case, you know it's going in the right direction. So visit RoyMatlockJr.com if you would like to find out more about what we do. Okay, now we are starting out. We got a proper life insurance plan in place. That means if anything happens, our kids, our family, they're taken care of. We've got build that out with two products. We have mostly term insurance, but we add what's called the new product is indexed universal life, which is a product that you can accumulate tax-free income, have tax-free withdrawals, and a permanent death benefit. So you do that along with your term insurance. You get the maximum amount of coverage with term. You get permanent insurance by having this indexed product. We then begin rocking into our retirement plans. Here's the idea behind it. If you do not have a retirement plan through work, then you're going to really crank that Roth IRA up and do that. And then you're going to, put it into something that is a automated plan. Let me give you an example of what I've learned. You know, I have people come to me and they can, so for instance, this year, if you have not funded your IRA, you have until April 15th to fund last year's IRA. Now, I have people, they say, well, I want to fund my IRA. I said, well, great, let's fund your IRA, and we'll catch them up for last year. In this case, whatever the, you know, if they're over 50, they can put more. But the long and short of it is we're going to get, you know, $7,000-$8,000 into their IRA, depending on their age. And that's for last year. But then what we're going to do is we're going to take that, and I'm going to easy math. If you were able to put $6,000 a year in, that's your budget, that's $500 a month, and you meet with me in February, we're going to put $1,000 in, that's January, February, and then we're going to draft you $500 a month going forward. So what does that do? We don't have to worry about the IRA anymore, because we got that $500 a month going in automatically because it's being automatically drafted out of your checking account. So let me give an example. I have people and I meet with them. I say, all right, here's what we're going to do. You're young. You're getting started. You're moving along. You want to get ahead. You don't have a lot of money. Maybe you got some debt. Maybe you got some stuff like that. We're going to get a plan to do that. But let me give an example. So you need life insurance, and we go in and we get term insurance, and it might be $75 a month. All right, now keep in mind, they're 30, 35 years old getting started. You know, I was so broke when I got, it was terrible. I mean, I got married, and I didn't have enough money to pay rent, so I lived in the basement for like 3 weeks, all right, at my parents' house, all right, and had to go make some money. And so the point being is everybody gets started, all right, so you get started, and you don't have any money. But the most important thing is to get started. And so what did I do? I learned what was going on. And I started with, I had a $50 a month mutual fund getting started. And then I bumped it to 100. And as time went on, I continued to increase. Then I got excited about saving money. All right. And so let's say you're young right now and you got $300 a month. And you're like, here's what I'm going to do. I don't have a retirement plan through work. I got to start saving money. I'm getting rolling. So here's what I would tell you. I said, look, we'll get you plenty of term insurance, probably $500,000 to $1 million a term, and it's going to cost you less than $100 a month. We'll add another $100 to one of these index products. That's your permanent stuff. So now you're less than $200 a month. We'll throw another $100 or so a month into a Roth IRA and a growth fund. And you know what you got? You got $300 a month coming out. You got something if you die, something if you live. And a lot of these products have wills and trusts that are tied into it, which I'm going to get in on that. And then here's what I'm going to say to you. So can you keep the money in the bank if I pull it out and put you on track to get your plan in place? Can you make sure that $300 is in there every month? And if you do, what we're going to do is automate your plan. That way you know, live or die, you're on track. All right, you're started. And then as your income goes up, guess what we're going to do? So, hey, let's bump it. Let's bump it another $50 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month. Or if you're out there right now and you saw a big income increase, there's people that, you know, they've been cruising along and before you know it, their income jacks up and you come back to me and I say, hey, let's take a look. Let's start saving 25% of our income and let's crank out our 401k. Let's crank out our Roth. Let's bump up our insurance and bump up our tax-free income and let's get moving, right? And so all we do is we implement what you think about and what you need to do, we implement it. That's what I do. I'm an implementer. So someone hangs out with me. When it comes to their money, they end up getting a plan that's implemented, an automatic financial independence plan. The only job you have is make sure the money's in the bank account each month. And then, you know, it's funny, I've had people they're like, do I get to keep any of this? I say, yeah, we'll let you keep a little bit of it, but I'm just going to snatch it all out and stick it into investments, and one day you can quit, and then you can start spending it. How about that? And so that's kind of the mindset of automating your financial independence. Why do you buy a Roth? It's tax-free growth. Why do you buy one of these index products? Tax-free growth. Why do you buy a Roth? You can pull it out tax-free. Why do you buy one of those insurance products? You can pull it out tax-free. All right? Why do you put into a 401k and do an employer match? Because it's simple. They match you. They give you 50% return on your money. You deduct it. Why do you do that? It saves you taxes. You can take that money and stick it somewhere else. So now what we have is a plan. We're starting to automate. And you say, how do we do this? Well, if you meet with me, first thing I do is I say, hey, you got a plan? Yeah, plan at work. Okay, let's pick your choices. All right. So we log into your 401k and I say, put it there. All right. And then we set up a Roth. I say, here's the fund I would put it into. Let's get you some term insurance to make sure if anything happens that you need enough. 10 times your income, 70% of the coverage you have will be, you know, term, 75%. The other 25%, we're going to put in something that's got permanency to it where you can keep it. So now we got a strategy. We're moving forward. We're making it happen. And all we got to do is automate it. Now, let's look at where you're at so far. Oh, you made some mistakes. Here, let's fix this. Let's reallocate this. Let's pay this off. I can't tell you how many people I have that they come in and they got $10,000 in the bank and $5,000 in credit card debt. Hey, that's an easy 20% return on your money just by taking the $5,000, sticking it in, paying your credit card off. I mean, little stuff like that, or you're not fully funding your retirement plans and you have the ability to do it. All right? So let's do it. All right? Let's don't wait. Let's get it started. So when you walk out into this world, you're like, you know what? I'm sticking my chest out. I got it going in the right direction now. I'm not messing around anymore. Okay, letting everybody else take my money out of my account, like Amazon and everywhere else, and car payments and things like that. I'm paying myself first. Think about that. Pay myself first. I make a profit on my efforts. I'm not going to sit here all year long and look back and say, I didn't make a profit on my effort all week. I worked all week, worked 40, 50 hours a week all year, didn't make a profit. That's bad. We don't want that. And the way you do it is you automate things. You get in place a plan of action. What we do is automate people. I'll give you an example. I don't know what the numbers are now, but I remember at one point in time, my numbers were, we had over 11,000 people automatically having money pulled out of their account into an investment account on a monthly basis. Think about that, 11,000 people that were on track. That's what you're, what it's all about. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. You can get a 30-minute call with us, 615-843-2999, or you can visit our website, fill out the form. We'll be happy to talk with you. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, final segment on getting your four-part automated plan to automate your financial independence. And if you're listening right now, one of the areas that's very important always is to always grow your income. And you grow your income by growing your skill set. And the bigger the skill set, if you become great and an expert at something, generally speaking, you don't have to worry about money anymore, at least the income side. Then you just take a piece of it, automate it, and you're on your way. And we have what is called a licensed referral partner. So if you are one of those people right now, you're like, you know, I want to find something different, maybe even get involved with money. We have a way where someone can start with us and get licensed, start as a referral partner, even a silent partner, to where all you do is refer us. You're out and about, maybe you know a bunch of people, or you're a realtor, or you're in the, business of, got a business right now. And a lot of the client base would be non-competitive, and you would turn around and say, hey, I got somebody you should talk to. And you start that way, and then from there, you might even be able to make a career change. If you're interested in something like that, I would say go to my website, RoyMatlockJr.com. Matlock.com, and there's a form. It's called a referral, licensed referral partner. We have the whole system for that. So anyway, we're going to continue. And so step one is you get the proper life insurance in place, term and permanent. You start using your retirement plans to your advantage, take advantage of any tax savings you can benefit. For instance, you put in your 401k, or if you're self-employed, you can do a solo 401k or even what's called an SEP, a SEP. And that's where if you're an individual and you want to be able to put aside up to 25% of your profit, you can do that in a SEP. That is designed. I've done SEPs for years. So you do that. Then from there, that's a tax strategy. So what we're doing is we're getting tax-deductible dollars. Those tax deductions that save us tax, we turn around and reinvest it into maybe a Roth or into one of these insurance products I was talking about. Then we go into the estate planning, which, and it's not just estate planning. One of the things that I see, and, you know, I meet with people all the time, and I ask them, I say, do you have a will or a trust? And they're like, no, but I need to get one. All right, and when do you really need one? Well, you really need one if you have children. The moment you have kids, there you go. All right, and if you're single, there's a lot of risk out there that you need to take off the plate. So let me give an example. What is a? I'm not an attorney, but I meet with people all the time, and a lot of times I get to meet with people after the fact that their mother or father didn't have an estate plan. So let me give you some examples of what goes on. A living trust. What is a living trust? I'm going to give you the basics of it. It has a lot of pieces of it, but I want to talk about if you're out there right now and you don't have any of these things set up, let me tell you why you need to do it. All right. The first thing is this, living. You're living. All right. So what are some of the potential problems living brings? One is that you have a medical issue. What is a medical issue? Well, I had a buddy of mine not too long ago, perfect health. We were out running around on a Sunday. He had a medical issue and literally we didn't think he's going to make it. All right. And so if you're single, has your medical power of attorney to make decisions on your behalf, life-threatening decisions on your medical. Someone you trust would be the case, maybe a family member. That is called a healthcare power of attorney. And if you have children that are sent being, you know, college kids, don't even think about it because now they're over 18, they're no longer a child. You don't have the ability if you have kids in college, stuff like that. So we recommend a medical healthcare power of attorney. A financial power of attorney is this. If I'm incapacitated, who would pay my bills? Who would pay rent, my house payment, all this stuff? If I get laid up for some reason and I don't have a financial power of attorney, who would do that for me? Well, let me tell you what won't happen. If your sister goes down to the bank and says, hey, my brother is laid up in hospital and I need to get in his bank account, they're going to say, nope. Do you have a financial power of attorney? And they're going to say, nope, my mom is in the hospital or just got put in a nursing home. I need to pay her bills. Do you have a financial power of attorney? Nope. Need to go to court to get one. All right, come back when that happens. All right, so the point being is you set these things up in advance so you're taken care of. That's if you're, you know, living. All right, then you want to make sure that when you pass – that not only does the money get to the person that it's supposed to get to, but it does it in a way in which the lawyers don't get involved in it, in which the IRS doesn't get involved in it. That's what we want to do, and that's where a living trust comes in. The idea that's, well, I got a will. Well, great. That just goes, now you get to go down to probate court and probate your will. And if anybody doesn't like the way they were treated with the money that you left behind, or even people you don't even know might want to get a piece of it, well, that's where they go to probate court and they just file it and they lock it up, all right? keep it from coming. So these are things that go on, and I talk to people all the time, and they have nothing, all right? They say they want to do it, or if they have done it, they haven't done it in years. I had a scenario just on beneficiaries. First thing we like to do is say, hey, are your beneficiaries right? All right. So let me give an example of a beneficiary scenario. Had a person got divorced, and then the guy died, and the ex-wife was the client of mine, and the ex-wife was the beneficiary of the 401k. And so she calls me up and says, I know it's not my money. What should I do about it? And I said, well, we got a problem. And the problem is that, this you can't just hand off tax-deductible money. So now you got a tax problem here to figure it out. So then before she could even do it, she was going to give that money to the brothers. The brothers strong-armed her at the front door. And she called me up again. Said, they did this and they did that. And I said, well, you know, if it were me, I probably would keep the money. All right? You got to make that decision. So the point being is it was messed up. The beneficiaries were messed up to start with. I see that. Let me give you another example. If you don't have an estate plan in place, had another guy. He was working for the boys club and was always doing youth ministry, all this kind of stuff. Never had any money, but his mom and dad lived up north in a very expensive city. Bought a house when they got married. Kept it for 60 years. The only thing that they had was this expensive house, all right, by accident. And at 85 years old, after 60 years of being married, mom dies, all right? And dad decides can't live alone. A year later, he gets married, all right, at 85, gets remarried. And about a year later, dad dies. And guess who got the house? The new wife of 1 year, all right? And guess what happened after that? She died, and her kids got the proceeds. And I get a phone call. Is there something I can do about it? I'm like, no, it's pretty much a done deal, all right? So what you need to be thinking about is the fourth part of your plan is you execute. You need a will, a trust. If you have any assets, you need financial power of attorneys, healthcare power of attorneys. A living will is one more thing that is part of that. And that living will is in the event I'm under, you know, on my last breath, who makes the decision to try to resuscitate me or keep me going, that kind of deal, rather than turn it over to your kids, all right, to have to deal with that. So what happens is you put a plan in place, and this is a plan that covers everything. And we have other parts of the plan. You know, I had another client this week, and, you know, they got plenty of money, and they went into the car insurance place, homeowners insurance. And I'm like, look, you need to do two things. First thing, you need to make sure, you know, that you've got proper liability insurance. That way, if anything happens, get in a wreck and you get sued, you know, we recommend like a personal umbrella policy. These are things, this is part of the advice stage. I believe this, when you're out there, first thing you got to have is advice and education. Or if you're listening today, all right, you are making big steps. I try to give advice. I try to talk about things that I witness every week. So advice and education, you learn about it. So what's some advice and education? Make sure that you have proper liability insurance on your car and home, and you can buy what's called an umbrella policy. They're cheap. It's a cheap lawyer, all right? So you can go buy $1 million, $2 million of personal liability coverage, and that in the event you get sued. I had a wreck one time. I got sued, all right? And I had a phone call with my insurance company, and that was pretty much the extent of it. I had to meet with their lawyers one time because this guy sued me, you know, like he's going to get a bunch of money out of nothing. And so I met with him, probably put 2 hours into it, and that was the end of it. I didn't care because you know what I did? I paid a premium. This is what insurance companies do. They take your premium, and you hand over the liability to them. Think about that. That's how it works. Liability cover. You pay a premium. Say, hey, I'm going to throw you $100 a month, and you take over $1 million if something happens, just in case. And so we do that, all right? So we do different things like that. We raise deductibles to cut costs. We have an emergency fund. You know, we get rid of the bad debt. We do all that kind of stuff. That's advice and education. We create a defense. The defense is made up of, you know, insurance, you know, asset protection, income protection. Then we go on the offense, which is growth and moving your net worth higher. So one day you can quit and not worry about it and be in a position to where you can say, hey, I want, had another example of a client I met with and had some health issues, been with me for years. I'm like, you won. It's okay. Go ahead and call it. Take some time off. You're good. And it's because they planned. All right. And if you do that, so what you want to do is start thinking about no more procrastination. We're not putting it off anymore. We're going to make 2025 good. Here's how we can help you. First thing is this. Go to RoyMatlockJr.com and schedule a 30-minute phone call. I don't care where you're at. If you're just getting started, for as little as $300 a month, we can get you all these things in place. You go to RoyMatlockJr.com or call us, 615-843-2999. If you want to have a review and a second opinion, compare how you're doing with your existing financial advisor. Make sure they've really got your best interest at heart and it's not just plain Jane. Call us. We'll be happy to work with you. Hey, that's the end of the last segment. My name's Roy Matlock Jr. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week.